advocates for transgender student athletes marched at Glastonbury High School Friday to protest a lawsuit brought by a recent alum. Protesters say that former GHS student Selena Sewell is responsible for the recent wave of laws that target transgender youth in states like Arkansas and Tennessee. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano spoke to the protesters.
A small group of seven walked together around the front of the school to the back of the campus.
Protect trans athletes!
Protect trans athletes! Protect
when they got to the track, Marin Kuzmak spoke. They had a yellow, white, purple, and black non-binary pride flag draped around them.
This is the track team that Selena Sewell came from. She's not here now. She graduated.
Kuzmak's 19 and doesn't go to the school anymore. They brought the group here because Kuzmak hoped the track team would confront recent history. Last year, Sewell and several others sued the governing body of high school sports in Connecticut and their respective school districts over having to compete against two transgender athletes.
She's the one that launched this national anti-transgender movement. If not her, it would have been somebody else. But it's the fact that it came from this town, and this town allowed it.
The plaintiff sued the Glastonbury School District as part of Sewell versus the Connecticut Association of Schools. District Superintendent Dr. Alan Bookman says he supports transgender student athletes, but that he won't comment on the case. Attorneys from the Alliance Defending Freedom represent Sewell and didn't comment when reached by Connecticut Public Radio. The U.S. government under President Joe Biden has withdrawn support for the suit that was offered by the Trump administration. In late February, a federal judge took up a motion to dismiss. He hasn't ruled yet. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.